T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, tomorrow it starts, the Masters, Augusta National. Let's go there now with our buddy, the wonderful, the great NBC Sports Golf Channel, whatever. He does everything, and he does it so well. And he will not be allowed to wear an Akil Badu jersey in the Butler cabin. He is Mike Tirico. What's up, Mike?
Not yet. Maybe next week. You got to come through 5-game winners. That's pretty cool. I actually was listening to Dan Dickerson and Jim in the car. I happened to be driving late yesterday afternoon from the golf course and listening on satellite radio. It was fun to hear. It's cool story. Good for that kid. And you guys have him on later this morning, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I saw that on your social media. It's great. Good for him. Good for the Tigers. Nice to be over 500 after 5 games.
Yeah, it's nice rebuild city to have something to cheer about. Before we get to the Masters, obviously you are Mr. NFL. What's your early impressions on what the Lions have done so far?
So this is a rebuild, right?
Yeah.
It's a rebuild with a little more quality than, say, you know, what Jacksonville was doing, where they sold every piece that they had last year, right? And you know, it may benefit them getting Trevor Lawrence. It's going to take them a few years. I don't think this team is going all the way down to the studs to go to rock bottom. There were some good people here. I think Bob Quinn acquired some good people. I think they got caught at the end on the defensive side. They tried to bring the New England defensive alumni guys here and figured that plus Matt Patricia would connect and work, and it just didn't. And, you know, you can go through 100 reasons. We don't need to autopsy that. People have done it so many times. But I think there were some talented pieces here. Look, the big one is Matt, and I think you position yourself well. You bring a quarterback in who you know can function as a quarterback in the NFL on a winning team. So the question is, what will Jared Goff accept as the next step? Is he going to go out there and crush it? Is he going to go out there and be inspired to maximize everything he has, to let it go a little bit? That's gonna tell the tale of this. But the capital you arrived for the trade, the capital you acquired, is enough to go find that next quarterback. And look, you go through drafts, you go, okay, well, who's the next quarterback? Well, now we're lining up to draft 5 of these guys here in the first 7-8 picks. So there's going to be somebody somewhere down the line here in the next couple of years. Look at how San Francisco's aggressively moved to get their next guy and so on. So it can happen. So I think overall the move has been pretty good.
What's the sense, because you get a chance to talk to so many people around the NFL, from GMs to coaches, what's the sense of what Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell have going here in Detroit? Because, you know, when you get lost in the weeds here in Detroit, it's always, hey, the Lions, it's SOL, same old Lions.
Right.
Is there a different feeling with Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell around those in the know in the NFL?
Well, Holmes is very well respected by a lot of folks. You know, I have good friendships with some of the folks on the Rams side and in different places in the organization. And everybody has tremendous things to say about Holmes, not just as an executive, but as a person as well. So really, really well done. You know, and that was the same stuff with Bob Quinn. You know, Bob's going to resurface again in the league here somewhere. He's a good personnel guy, and he's a really good person, and did a lot inside that organization in terms of just running the organization on a day-to-day basis. So I think that you've got good people there. Dan Campbell had respect from folks when he jumped in the interim job in Miami after that month. He did enough to get on the radar of good people. And Sean Payton brought him in and essentially said, as we know from the press conference, hey, I think you've got head coach material. Hang around us here and learn. And I think when you see the guys who were in New Orleans come here and sign as free agents, it tells you that the players really like them. Now, being a player's coach, quote unquote, doesn't win or lose you games. Players do. But I like the coordinator hires. I like the Mike Tomlin model where your head coach is not a play caller. Mm-hmm. Some folks don't like it. I like it more and more in the NFL. I think game management situations have increased. I think being around the entirety of the team. You know, I look at John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin. The Ravens and the Steelers on a regular basis have been in the playoffs. Those guys are significant attitude setters, culture setters, major decision levels. It's their coordinators who've done it on both sides of the ball for a decade. So there's nothing wrong with the hire. And I think Dan being a recent player in the NFL and having a little sense of what this city's about, I happen to like it. I think folks will enjoy having them here. And I think around the league, people are like, okay, Dan Campbell's a little bit of an interesting hire, not on the same radar of the rest of the names that were out there, but a good one and a solid one. So as we know, it'll only be determined by how they do the first couple of years.
Mike Tirico joins us live from Augusta. Now, the Masters, no Tiger Woods. We've gone through that before, but right. Is it different this time because he's hurt as opposed to what happened the other times?
I would say so. I would say there's, there certainly is a different sense for a variety of reasons. One of them also, Stoney, is that the players who are now the big-name players, like Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, that ilk of players, even Patrick Reed, and those guys have gotten to know Tiger and become friendly with Tiger. Justin Thomas was saying yesterday that he went to go visit Tiger, and so did Rory. And very few people have gone to go visit Tiger since he's been home in Florida. So Tiger living in Florida, those guys living in Florida, plus when Tiger was not playing and was captain or assistant captain for Ryder Cup and President's Cup teams, he built a bond with some of those younger guys of this generation. And I think they really feel his missed presence. So I think it is different than in other times for sure. But I also think that the absence of Tiger doesn't mean the Masters isn't going to be good.
Oh, no.
I think there are a bunch of good players right now who are interesting characters as well in their own way that, There's no accident to me. Golf returned first of the sports coming back, along with NASCAR. And golf had really good young personalities emerging and developing at the time where people were really locked down at home. And the result to me is the reason that golf ratings are the one set of sports ratings that have stayed up here through the last 9-10 months.
When you look at the field, obviously Dustin Johnson, is the defending champion. Handicap it just a little bit for us. What have you heard? What have you seen? What have you felt being down there in Augusta?
Well, headline one, John, is the golf course. The golf course is playing fast and firm. And that has not been the case the last, I don't know, maybe 4, 5, 6 years. So what does that mean? To me, it means that the Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, the flight of guys who can hit it as far as anyone, the longest hitters, aren't going to be at as much of an advantage as the medium hitters. I think it brings and medium in this day and age is ridiculous, right? Medium's still guys who are averaging 295, 297 off the tee. So I think some of those players are going to be back in the mix here because the golf ball is going to get to places that they can do something with their second shots. I'll say local knowledge and around the greens is going to be even more under a microscope because things are fast and firm. Now, there is a chance of showers in the forecast late Thursday into Friday. That could change the way the golf course plays a little bit. So I'll be watching for that. But the usual suspects are the guys who I think we'll see around the leaderboard. Jordan Spieth just won. Justin Thomas won the Players' Championship. Dustin won here last year. It will not be as soft as it was, but he can still shoot 15, 16 under around here. Rory is very off the radar because he has not played well, but I think he's going to play well this week. And Bryson DeChambeau's distance and his unique approach, if his driver is dialed in and he can get that advantage, he will be a factor. I think at some point in this stretch, if Bryson's got the driver dialed in, whether it's this year, next year, the year after, if he's hitting as far as he hits it here, he will be a factor in this tournament. I think it'll be this year.
I was going to ask you about him because I saw the video of him on the range yesterday, and in his press conference, he said basically he has some kind of trick in his bag that he'll display on Thursday. What is this? Is the driver going to be like 8 feet tall, or does he have some magic balls or something? Well, golf balls, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah,
one of the things you learn, Stoney, early on when you call golf and tennis.
I know.
They're golf balls and tennis balls.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
I've been doing this long enough. I should have done that.
But golf and tennis is the one you're like, okay, yes. Every 9 and then 7 games in tennis.
Yes.
Subsequent to the 9, they change tennis balls.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So exactly.
You're always very aware of that.
Right.
So you know, I think it's something to do with the driver makeup. Maybe it's the degrees on the driver and all that stuff. The video that went a little bit viral the past couple of days was his speed training. He tries during the week to get up to this super high speed on the range so he can achieve that, thinking that you can't get there in the tournament, but he can kind of set a speed that he's going for when he's out there. That's the way he is. He's just wired different. I've had a chance to spend a couple of days with him, and I think he's one of the more fascinating individuals, not just in golf and all sports. Physics, the protein shakes, how he put on the weight, why he put on the weight, understanding the sustainability of it, knowing that he told me in October, other guys are going to try to do this and they're going to mess themselves up. And Rory McIlroy said as much in March. And he was 5 months ahead of that. He's a unique and interesting character. Some don't like him. I think the U.S. Open helped some people come around to him and the Arnold Palmer tournament as well. I think fans like to see it. It's like when McGuire and Sosa were doing their deal. Fans like to see somebody hit it far. I'll just give you this parallel. Why was Tiger so popular? He's popular because he won 82 times and all the majors he won, and he looked different than the other golfers, and he was hyped at 17. He was on the Mike Douglas TV show, and he was too, all that stuff, right? But the one thing about Tiger, you always watched because every swing he might do something that nobody else does, and you haven't seen before. And when Bryson was on the tee at the Arnold Palmer and hit the drive 360 yards in the air over the lake at a par 5, that stuff other people don't do. And he's got some of that quality to him. And I think that's why he is going to become one of the more watched / popular golfers going forward.
All right, final thing here. As you know, online gambling has been huge around here and around the country. Golf is one of the sports where people are really into it. Have you noticed in talking to golfers, fans, things like that, that it's had an impact on the sport?
It's definitely had an impact on the sport. I think people know it. Look, any of us who golf know, most golf outings with friends start with some sort of a wager, right?
Yeah.
$2 Nassau,
right?
You know, we'll play whatever games, right? There are thousands of them, hundreds, not thousands. It's out here. The PGA Tour has, like the other leagues, done the gentle embrace of wagering. The problem's going to become, I don't think it'll get down to the point where you're going to be on your phone and bet, hey, will Jordan Spieth hit the green on this shot? I don't think they'll get to that granular level in wagering that the PGA Tour will sanction. Because let's say you do that, right? You can come out to the golf tournament and yell in Jordan Spieth's backswing.
Yeah, you're right.
that's feasible. And that's been an issue raised by some of the players to the tour of how careful they have to be. You also, because golf is going on simultaneously, you could have as many as 60 golf balls in the air at once, right?
Yeah.
How do you know the latency of the feed you're watching? Because on TV, some of it's on tape. Basketball, there's one game going on, right?
Yeah.
So in golf, those bets may not be. So that was like the pie in the sky idea. I don't know if we'll ever get there. But there's a lot of gaming. One of the things that's always been popular, and this has been going on in Europe for a long time, always been popular at the British Open is within a match. So you've got Phil Mickelson who's playing this week at the Masters. I forget Mickelson's playing. Well, you take Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas, Tony Finau, and Louis Oosthuizen are playing in the same group at 148 on Thursday. You can bet that three ball. Who's going to have the low score there? That's been there at the British Open for 25, 30 years.
Right.
And that's, I think, those types of bets are going to be the ones that we'll see. And golf, I think, is probably going to be fertile and will probably be beneficial for the sport because it provides more wagering opportunities than, let's say, tennis does. You know, who's going to break serve first and things like that. Yeah.
Michael, enjoy. And I know you have the Olympics coming up. You have the Stanley Cup playoffs, then summer, and then NFL. You are a busy man. We love you, and Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You got it, guys. Great to talk to you. Hope all's well. Look forward to seeing everybody up in Michigan here soon.
All right, Thanks. That's Mike Tirico from NBC Sports and the Golf Channel, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.